Sir John Everett Millais painted The Enemy Sowing Tares in 1865. It's based on a parable where Jesus said a man sowed a field full of wheat. Then, in a bizarre twist, Jesus said what happens next. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. Let's take a look at how Millais depicts this story. The enemy here looks nothing short of dastardly. Bare feet, uncut beard, and a sly smirk on his face. He has a bag full of seeds. The ugly terror stoops over to spread his evil work in among the wheat. There's a wolf in the background. That symbolises cunning and deceit. Meanwhile, slippery snakes slither around his feet. So what does all this mean? Well, there's one thing we can be certain of. Jesus said categorically, the enemy that sowed them is the devil. In other words, in life, their enemy, the devil, puts bad in with the good. Now, this, of course, includes planting evil people in the church. But I believe there's a wider and more significant application. God created this world perfectly. But today, life is full of sadness, pain, and death. Doesn't God care? I believe this painting highlights one of the most important facts in life. God is love. But there's another player on the scene. We have an enemy who sows his evil with God's good. So who's responsible for the tragic things happening on our planet? According to Jesus, it's Satan. He's the troublemaker. He destroys. He causes pain. He brings trouble. He wants us to make the same choices in life that he's made. So here's the point. Life might seem unfair, but when bad things happen to you, don't blame God. Blame the enemy.